Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Dr. Gerald Mittman, and I have to tell you, I've read the book that you sent me called Smoothie Rockefeller on the Whopper Stopper. And I looked at that title and I thought, now this has got to be somebody with a great imagination. Smoothie Rockefeller on the Whopper Stopper. And I just want to get, I just want my little audience to enjoy a taste of it. So I'm asking you, before I even read your bio, if you would be willing to read chapter one of Smoothie Rockefeller on the Whopper Stopper.
Sure, I would consider it a blessing to do that. Chapter one is entitled God Made Us and God Shapes Us, and it has a heading verse of Psalm 33:9. For when God but spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. And the chapter begins with the word swish, like a wind from God's mouth, and I was made. God simply spoke, and there I was. No fuss, no muss, just a breath from God, and everything that was made was made. Powerful, powerful, powerful. That's our God. But for some reason I knew that God was not done with me yet. Like many of my fellow rocks, we all start off with prickles and bumps, and God works and works to mold and shape us for his perfect plan. God has a perfect plan for everyone. That makes me smile. It feels so good to know that God has a special thoughts just for me. God placed me in a nice cool brook in the middle of the valley with mountains on both sides. Brooks are full of tickling water and bubbles. The water whooshes and swooshes all over me. I'm always laughing because I'm always being tickled. Living in a brook is like being on a water slide that never ends. The only difference is that I don't move down the slide. Instead, the slide moves all around me, whooshing and swooshing and swooshing and whooshing. God uses the whooshing and swooshing to make me look a little different every day. My prickles and bumps are slowly going away. I'm getting real smooth. I guess that's why everyone calls me Smoothie, and I'm blessed to be a Rockefeller. God is shaping me, and that makes me happy. Some days I'm visited by wiggle movers. Oh, some call them fish. But what kind of name is that? Fish? Nope. Wiggle movers are what they are. They wiggle and move and move and wiggle, and sometimes they even give me a nice big kiss. I love that. Rockadilly do is what I shout every time I see the tweeter flappers fly about. They can visit the clouds, soar over the mountaintops, rest in any tree, and land for a dip or a sip in a stream. Rockadilly do, it's what a rock would really like to do. Some call them birds. But what kind of name is that? Birds? Nope. Tweeter flappers are what they are. They tweet and flap and flap and tweet. They have fun, fun, fun under God's bright sun. It's my dream, a really big dream, to move about like that someday. Rockadilly-do. If God is willing, he can make it true.
And that's the end of chapter one. And so tell us, well, before we go into that, let me go through your bio here. Dr. Mittman has worked with children in ministry since 1978, organizing and directing children's Bible camps, Sunday children's sermons, Awana clubs, and speaking at midweek elementary Christian school chapels. He graduated from Talbot Theological Seminary in 1986 with a Master's of Divinity degree in Bible exposition. and then went on to receive his Doctor of Ministry degree from Talbot Biola University in 2005. He has been a pastor to families and children in three evangelical churches and has led several biblical drama teams to the mission fields of Mexico, Honduras, and Africa's Congo to act out biblical plays which he wrote. Welcome so much. Welcome to you, Dr. Gerald Mittman. Now, we're talking specifically about this series,
The Rockatellers.
The Rockatellers. Mm-hmm. And it starts out with a rock. You're building the platform so that the rock can tell the story from his perspective.
Yes. Scripture is filled with all sorts of rocks, and they are given authority by God himself to be witnesses for different events. I grew up in a family where my dad was very strict on family devotions. I mean, there was nothing that intruded in on our family devotion time after dinner. And one of my favorite stories was the story of Joshua, when he said, "As for me and my house, you know, choose you this day. As for me and my house, we will follow the Lord." And he spoke that before all the children of Israel. And the children of Israel said, "We choose the Lord like you do." And Joshua said, "You can't. You won't obey him." And they said, "Yes, we will. We will obey him." And then so Joshua took a big stone, placed it between him and the people, and he said, "This stone is a witness against you this day. It has heard." In other words, it's saying the stone has ears. "It has heard the testimony that you said you choose the Lord this day. And so he will be a witness." And so, you know, knowing that Scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, you know, this is God's illustration.
Yes.
You know, God is saying, "Hey, I'm going to use these rocks." And even when he rode his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and they were doing the palm branches, and the crowds were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," which means "save now, save now." And the Pharisees and the scribes couldn't stand that type of talk. So they rushed up to Jesus and said, "Make the people stop shouting that." And Jesus said, "If the people stop shouting that, these stones will immediately cry out." So Jesus gives authority to the stones. And they've been waiting over 2,000 years to speak out. So
yes,
it's about time for them to speak out. So that's why we have the Rockatellers.
So the Lord has impressed upon Dr. Gerald Mittman to bring the stones' testimony to life. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion, or partner with us. Send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, or call us at 301-824-3162.
Poppy, when are we going to get through this jungle?
Don't. No.
Poppy, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, Poppy, let me see.
This strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at homeschoolcompanion.org. That's all one word, homeschoolcompanion.org.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Gerald Mittman, author of The Smoothie Rockateller and The Whopper Stopper.
Yes.
Now, we're setting the stage here in this book. So the next chapter has to deal with the stone and in the sling, correct?
Yes.
I mean, it's the same stone, right?
Same stone. The first book is all about Smoothie. He's the stone that helped David win his battle over Goliath. And chapter 2 talks about the conflict between the armies of Israel and the Philistines. And it talks about the fear that the Philistines had and the challenge that Goliath gave. You know, he wanted just one big whopper fight.
Yes.
You know, whoever could beat him, someone could beat him, then the Israelites could dominate the Philistines. But if he beat the Israelite champion, then they would have to serve the Philistines.
And it's so creative how the stone has given different words for all of these things that describe them well, like the sheep.
Yeah, it's called rock talk, like a sheep. I mean, come on. Think about the word sheep, S-H-E-E-P, sheep. Come on. You know, from a stone who looks at them, they go, they're Baba mini cloud walkers.
Yeah.
They say Baba, they look like a mini cloud, and they walk.
That's right.
So that's the logical thing. Kids are going to love the rock talk in these books. Book 2.
I can actually see that you are enriching vocabulary. We will have these words added to vocabulary. It's going to happen. It's just going to happen.
I actually presented this story 3 years ago at a Bible camp. 2 years ago, I did a sermon in church on Jesus being the Good Shepherd. And I had two kids run up to me after the sermon and said, Pastor Gerald, you are so wrong. Why are you calling them sheep? They're not sheep. They're Baba mini cloud walkers.
And you should know better.
So little kids, you know, we want them to enjoy, you know, when they're going down the street with their parents, if they see sheep, you know, go, no, that's a Baba mini cloud walker.
Yeah, and people, the name for people is what?
Yes, talking walkabouts.
Talking walkabouts.
Yes.
Because they talk and they walk about.
Talking walkabouts. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about all the different stones that you're going to eventually have in your Rockefeller series.
Yes. There are a whole lot more than what we have listed in the Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller family consists of 11 stones, and they comprise 9 books. But there's a whole lot more we can do. But these are the ones we chose because we actually have chosen the specific order of these books because each builds upon the next. And starting with book 2 and onward, there's actually a glossary of the rock talk.
Yes,
so
there needs to be.
Yeah, so the kids will know the rock talk language. And so we won't redefine words from book 1 that appear in book 2. But there will be a glossary for review. The different rocks that we are going to be highlighting are some of the illustrations. We have book 2 is Rocky Rockefeller and the Dinky Tellers.
Okay.
The Dinky Tellers are the sand. Don't ever build on sand. Because they're movers.
Yes.
Moving. They're always moving. And they love to have fun. They're fun in the sun type guys. And they're called the Dinky Tellers. But they know the truth. They always give a warning. Don't build on us because we could be gone in the morning. And so those are the Dinky Tellers. And they're half of the book. The other half is Rocky. I shall not be moved. You know,
yes.
And we want kids to understand Rocky in the book, he uses the words, I am faithful, I am solid, I am dependable.
Mm-hmm.
We keep on using the words, I am, I am, I am, because we want to teach kids about the real I am that I am.
Yes.
Because the real rock is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He's the great I am. And so in book 2, we actually use the words I am repeatedly for the name Rocky.
Well, and we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I want to ask you what inspired the rock concept. We'll be right back.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
Why can't some parents teach their children to be more thoughtful?
Sounds like you've met some kids who are having trouble being nice. Sad, isn't it? While it's true parents have a God-given responsibility to raise their sons and daughters to be Christ-like, some don't. simply because they don't know how to be Christ-like themselves. No one ever taught them. Or maybe some parents work very hard to show their children how to live as Christ lived, helpful, forgiving, always thinking of others first. But the kids refuse to listen. They like being the way they are. Gets them lots of attention. Try this. You be as thoughtful and loving as you can. Let your life be a shining example of goodwill and respect for others. By your actions, you can help teach those kids what they haven't learned at home, or demonstrate that a thoughtful attitude brings much more joy and longer-lasting attention. And never underestimate the power of prayer. Each morning, before you head for school, ask your friend Jesus to give you the strength to be kind, even when others aren't. And plant this Bible text firmly in your thoughts. Be merciful, just as your Father in heaven is merciful. Luke 6:36. You might be surprised by the results. If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's treasure chest.
Hi, I'm Joy Michaels, and welcome to Heartbeat. At one time or another, probably most of us have been caught doing something we knew was wrong. Then fear takes hold. While we make excuses to justify our actions, eventually we realize we're caught and admit our guilt. Imagine how great it would feel to hear, at that very moment, the words, "Your sin is forgiven." Through God's grace, Jesus Christ speaks these words to us today. God's grace is His undeserved favor that is given freely when punishment is deserved. Accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and receive God's love and forgiveness today. Heartbeat is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
Well, welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Gerald Mittman, author of The Smoothie Rockefeller and The Whopper Stopper. We've just been reading that book. I have to ask you, what inspired? It's very creative. What inspired you with the rock series?
If you are in children's ministry, you have to be creative. Kids love to discover things, and they love new insights and illustrations. You have to teach with illustrations. And when I grew up, I was a visual learner. If I had a book that didn't have pictures in it, I was in trouble. I was a visual learner, and kids learn best visually. And so as a children's pastor, one of my duties was each Sunday to give a children's sermon before the adult sermon. So I would always meet with the senior pastor, and he would give me his text. And then I would go from that text, and I would just narrow it down to a word or two that I could make an object lesson out of. Well, this was back in 2000, and it was Easter Sunday. And I wanted to be creative with something new, some new way of presenting the resurrection story. And so the Lord just, you know, we had a table donated to children's ministry, and it was a round table like this one, and the legs were all busted off of it. But I go, this could be a stone. Let's glue on some styrofoam, paint it, and make it look like a rock. We put in the middle of it a face, you know, cut out an area so that a person could stick their face in it. And so we got an elder to volunteer to be the voice of the stone. And I had a little styrofoam section that looked like a rock over his face. And there it was in the front of the church on the stage, this big stone. Next to, we had a blackened, empty tomb. Mm-hmm. So we had a tomb scene.
Yes.
And the adults thought, oh, this is nice. It's Easter Sunday. And they have, you know, just a resurrection
yes.
picture here. You know, and they didn't think anything. They didn't know that one of the elders of the church was behind that stone. And so we called the children up. And I go, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if we could have an eyewitness of the resurrection? You know, is anyone here? Anyone here been here on Easter? Were you there on Easter Sunday? We have someone here. that was there on Easter Sunday. And all the kids, they got on the edge of their seats. And I looked out on the audience, and the parents started perking up, you know. Who is this witness that Pastor Gerald has here today? And then I went and pulled the piece of foam off that revealed the face, and I began interviewing the stone. The kids and the parents loved it. It was biblically accurate. You know, obviously the stones don't walk, they don't talk. But if they could, that's why we have the series.
Yeah.
But we wanted it to be biblically accurate. And so I asked questions about, you know, what time Mary arrived and Peter arrived. And what happened when the angel came and moved you away? You know, how did it feel to have an angel sit on top of you? What was it like when the soldiers played dead in front of the tomb, you know? And so that whole interview process ended up, I got so many letters and comments saying, we just love that children's sermon. You ought to make it into a book. And so it started my wife and I thinking, well, you know, there's a lot of rocks in Scripture. We came up with a series of 9 books, and we call it The Rockatellers. It was funny how we came up with that name, because we were thinking, you know, we wanted a title, Enrich Your Kids with God's Word. And we have a treasure chest with God's Bible on it, you know, and we were thinking, Enrich Your Kids. And we were thinking, oh, enrich. Rockefellers were rich, and then all of a sudden it popped.
Yeah.
Rockatellers, you know, let them tell the story of God, you know. So
that's wonderful. Now, all this creativity, do you have a team, or do you think it up yourself?
Yes. Or? Oh, no, it's a family effort.
A family effort, that's great.
Yes, my son, my daughter-in-law, and especially my wife, whenever we go out to dinner, it's a Rockateller dinner.
Yes, I also rely on my family members. For example, my sister is the co-host for Homeschool Companion, and she and my husband both help edit and produce the shows. And my younger brother is the co-host for Education Currents. So anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked here. I'd like to introduce our listeners to the Rockateller family. There's Rocky Rockateller on preparing for the loudy, cloudy typhooner kaboomer. And that's Jesus's parable of the two builders and the two foundations. Then there's Rolly Rockateller on God's great deeper sleeper awaker maker. That's the story of the resurrection of Jesus. Number 4 is Pearly Rockateller on the ever after crystal cloud city. And that's about the New Jerusalem and the gates of heaven, based on Revelation 21:22. And number 5 is Tabley and Clefty Rockateller on the shiny face talking walkabout. And that's the story of Moses. Number 6 is Denny Rockateller on a knee worker, a royal boss about, and the scratch a roars. That's about the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Number 7 is the Heapies, a Rockateller clan on the water-stopping golden box. And this is the story of Israel crossing the Jordan River. Number 8 is the Toasty Tellers on the Zapper Lapper Fireball, and that's about Elijah and the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. And number 9 is Permody Rockateller on the Everlasting Word Book, and that's the story of Job's Redeemer Proclamation. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we look forward to some more stories created about rocks that would speak out if we don't. Thank you again, and I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. We would also like to thank our production staff and the various networks for making this broadcast possible. For more information, go to myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's myhomeschoolcompanion.com.